So now, after over a decade of planning, research, engineering, millions of hours of hard work, and hundreds of millions of dollars of investment, we are here today to celebrate this momentous occasion. But the question must be asked, what does all this mean? I would say that it means a lot. Today marks the beginning. Today is time to celebrate and enjoy what has been accomplished. But this is just the very tip of the iceberg. This is only the start. Ladies and gentlemen, we are witnessing what I believe is the foundation of what will be a complete transformation of our energy supply and our economy. What we see around us today is a symbol of what can be accomplished through the miracle of nature, the work of the farmer, and the power of human ingenuity. This complete transformation from a fossil-based economy to a renewable economy may not be completed during our lifetime, but it will happen. It simply has to. The fact is, there's a limited supply of fossil fuels. How much? Really, no one knows for sure, but there is a limit. This is an undeniable fact. So the world needs a solution, and the solution is right here. When you combine the seed, soil, and sun with imagination and good old-fashioned hard work, there is nearly an infinite potential supply of both food and fuel. For years now, we've used the starch in the kernel of corn to produce a clean fuel while supplying the world food in the form of distiller's grains. Now we're beginning to use other parts of the corn plant to make renewable fuel and biogas as well. Tomorrow, we may use residues from other crops, wood waste, grasses, or even municipal waste. That's right, just like in the movie Back to the Future, your trash may become a fuel someday. And this, my friends, is just the beginning. All this started with a fantasy, a dream to turn waste materials into fuel. But someone had to actually do it. Who is going to make it happen? It was us, each and every one of us. We have been called to do this. We have been given a wonderful opportunity to change the course of history. So I'm very proud of what we've all accomplished by working together to turn a fantasy into reality. And even more excited about what lies ahead. Over 500 years ago, when three ships sailed from the coast of Spain, most people thought the captain was a crackpot for thinking that the world wasn't flat. When a couple bicycle makers from Dayton, Ohio dreamed of manned flight over 100 years ago, most people thought they were nuts too. And 50 years ago, the thought of putting a man on the moon was still a bit of a fantasy. But these people and these events changed the world. It is my hope and my belief that hundreds of years from now, people will remember how some crazy people in a small town in Iowa changed the world in 2014.